QNAP warns users of attacks, Moxie is stepping down from Signal, and Log4Shell hits VMware Horizon. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for January 11th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. A big thank you to Christopher S., Nasi, and Percival for joining this week on patreon.com/threatwire. Patrons get a new perk starting this month, so now Alliance members on Patreon will get early access to the show on YouTube. And you keep this show ad-free every single week. We have some surprising news this week as well, so on to the first news story. Now, it's pretty common in the news cycle to hear about new vulnerabilities or new attacks surfacing against network-attached storage devices. This week, QNAP is in the news, and they are warning customers about an ongoing ransomware attack and a brute force attack that are hitting internet-facing NAS devices. According to Bleeping Computer, QNAP customers are being targeted with ransomware called QNAP Crypt. It's unsure what attack vector attackers are using, but this has been happening for a series of weeks. Successful ransomware infection would lead to demands between $1,200 and $3,000 USD worth in Bitcoin. Now, QNAP did not specify in their post whether or not these attacks are affiliated with their recommended mitigation techniques that they wrote about on their blog or the attacks that they did mention. So we aren't 100% sure if there is a relation between these two. But with that said, you should still take proper precautions to ensure your devices don't get infected with ransomware. To ensure your device is not vulnerable to these attacks, open the security counselor on the security portal on the QNAP NAS and look for a setting that says the system administration service can be directly accessible from an external IP address via the following protocols, HTTP. If that's enabled, then disable port forwarding on your router and disable the UPnP function of the QNAP NAS on the MyQNAP Cloud by clicking Auto Router Configuration and unselect Enabled UPnP Port Forwarding. You can also disable SSH and Telnet connections, and QNAP provided a whole walkthrough on their site on how to do this. We have some big news that it seems like barely anybody is talking about. Moxie Marlin Spike is stepping down as CEO of Signal. Marlin Spike has been the company's CEO for almost a decade, and he wrote in a blog post yesterday that he has decided to step down while still remaining on Signal's board. Signal will search for a new CEO, and WhatsApp co-founder Brian Acton is serving as interim CEO until a replacement is found. Marlin Spike mentions in his blog post that up until about 4 years ago, he was basically the bottleneck, something that often happens to businesses. He was writing the code, he was the only person on call who could fix things. So he worked to change that, and now Signal has 30 people taking on all the different jobs. Marlin Spike has put himself in a position where he can finally take some time off work and not be on call 24/7. So he decided to replace himself as CEO, which comes as a surprise to us, but not totally unexpected since he has been working on other endeavors as well. One of those is MobileCoin, of which Marlin Spike is their earliest technical advisor, and Signal started testing integration with MobileCoin to bring crypto transactions to the platform. Folks residing in the US have not had access to MobileCoin yet, but that could change in the upcoming months. Adding cryptocurrency payments had attracted scrutiny because it could give regulators a reason to be even more anti-end-to-end encryption, since it could be used for money laundering. Marlin Spike built something important and valuable, and he deserves some time off, in my opinion. Whether or not this has anything to do with the current payment platform possibilities is yet to be known. I want to say a big shout out to my Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with some news about Log4j. The UK's National Health Service, or the NHS, posted a warning on January 5th about an unknown group of attackers who have been actively targeting VMware Horizon servers, which have versions affected by Log4Shell vulnerabilities. Now, these attacks are being used to gain a persistent foothold on the vulnerable networks. NHS suspects these attacks are being used to do reconnaissance with attackers using the Java Naming and Directory Interface, or JNDI, via those Log4Shell payloads, which allows for the infected device to call back to a malicious attacker-controlled server. The attack is using LDAP to retrieve and execute malicious Java class files, which are injecting web shells into the VMBlast Secure Gateway service. That can lead to data exfiltration, ransomware, or malicious software deployment. The NHS determined that attackers are using the vulnerable Apache Tomcat, which is embedded within VMware Horizon, to exploit these networks. Tomcat is vulnerable to Log4Shell. Using the simple Log4j payload, this offers up a PowerShell command for Tomcat. From there, the attackers can activate the implant and start listening or exfiltrating data. It allows for persistence and a stable connection. VMware did release a patch in December to fix the Log4Shell vulnerabilities. So if you are running VMware Horizon, just apply the security updates. Hey, do you want to see more tech videos from me? Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. I just did a bunch of coverage about CES and all the fun stuff happening there, so definitely check out those last three videos. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to Hack5 as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.